Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Introducing former Warriors sideline reporter, Matt Steinmetz.
Phenomenal hair. Yeah.
Former sales rep for a phone company, Daryl the Guru Johnson.
Hell yeah!
And former Wheel of Fortune contestant, Dan Dibley.
No.
This is Steiny Guru and Dibs.
For show.
On 95.7, The Game.
Morning, everybody. How's everybody doing on this hump day? Got the finish up of the first half in the NBA. A lot of stuff to get into. Dibs, Goo, what's going on, man? Goo, talk to me.
I'm fired up, Steiny. We're almost at the end of the first half in our league. Got a game tonight. Dame, Steph, I'm all in. Got my popcorn ready, as Terrell Owens would say, Steiny.
Well, I think that's what you say these days. That's coming. It's becoming synonymous with the goo, the popcorn, and the beverage. The beverage, Dibs. Usually, yeah. Goo will parlay the popcorn and the beverage during a sporting event.
Yeah, love a parlay, and I'll be giving you the parlay of the day at 10:48. But I try to avoid the snack and the bev. For me, it's mostly the beverage. Try to stay away from the snacks, but occasionally the popcorn will get popped. And tonight, the penultimate game, Steiny, of the virtual first half for the Golden State Warriors.
Nice.
And seems like every night in the association in our league, there's something to behold. So it's pretty entertaining as we hopefully thaw out of this pandemic.
All right. I didn't tell you guys I was going to put you on the spot right off the bat this morning. But I got to do it. I got to do it because I thought of a very pertinent question considering the Warriors are playing the Blazers tonight. Who wants to take the first stab at it? Eeny, meeny,
miny, moe. I'm going to defer to the second half.
Okay. All right, okay. I'm here. I'm ready. All right. Ricky Henderson.
Dibs is going to kick off right now. Why do the Portland Trail Blazers have a better record than the Warriors? They're not as good. They're banged up, Goo. Look at that starting five. Why are the Blazers better than the Golden State Warriors?
I got a perfect answer. Well, I'll let the people judge that, you and Dibs. But I'm going to put the rat on the table early. It might be the earliest rat. They have more mental dogs in their starting lineup than the Golden State Warriors. Oubre has that mental dog. We've seen it. But outside of that, you know, and I'm not hating on any of the other three players, Dibs, but they have more mental dogs. You know, they got more fight. They think they belong more so than Wiggins and the other three that fill out the Warriors starting five. And with that is the reason why they've stayed afloat while McCollum and Nurkic have been out.
And I don't want to channel my inner Bobby Fitz. Don't miss him Tuesdays just before noon. Perfect to get your appetite ferocious or voracious, Steiny, ahead of the noon hour. But if you look at the schedule, the Warriors have had a brutal schedule. You know, they played the Nets twice, and they've had the Lakers a couple times. And that, I think schedule-wise, I don't know if they've played the toughest in our league, but darn near close to the top. And it's not like Portland has a huge advantage over the Warriors.
No. No, but I do think we always talk Steph and Dame, Dame and Steph. We had MVP talk weeks ago, and people feeling that Curry's been a little bit slighted, and maybe so. But if you had a vote for the MVP and you look at the Warriors and you look at Portland, I mean, Lillard has got to be more of an MVP candidate than Steph Curry as of right now, I would think. I mean, the numbers are fairly similar. Curry's got him a little bit on efficiency. But Portland, I mean, they are devastated by injury, and Lillard has kept them five games over. McCollum's only played 13 games. Nurkic has only played 12 games. Zach Collins, he may as well not even be on the roster anymore. Yeah. He doesn't play. And son of a gun, if the Blazers aren't right there mixing it up with four and five, you know, I'm not saying Lillard's a better player than Steph Curry, but I am saying, you know, in terms of the MVP rankings, Lillard's got to be ahead of Steph Curry.
I think this could be a new patented Steiny bit. Go, it's the TT MVP, the TT MVP, the two teams MVP. So if you take these two teams, who gets the MVP?
Got that
now. Yeah. No, I think he just nailed it, and I will. I'll put a moniker on, and I'm in an acronym mode these days. In case you guys haven't noticed on the show threads, I'm trying to.
What
everything's
mode?
An acronym or a bet right now.
So. Love it. Yeah. Right.
The TT MVP, Stein. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see Lillard or Curry, because to your point, Portland's been without a bunch. But you know, Draymond Green didn't play. What, he hasn't played in six games, and Wiseman and Looney were out for 10. So the injury losses. Maybe not comparable, but both teams have suffered through some mixed lineups.
And I'll say this, Donnie, briefly. I think if you take the first half without these, obviously, these last two games in totality, who's been more Michael Jackson? Who did you go to bed thinking, like, man, what did we just watch? Dame's hit some big shots to kind of win games, but I think Steph Curry's second to none. And I'm even putting in the big fellas there with Embiid, Jokic. Steph Curry has put on more of a show, fellas, than any other player, I believe, in the first half of our league. And there have been some downs, you know, some down games per se, but more so than not, I think my vote would go to Steph, and I'm being Homer Simpson.
Wow. Are you going Thriller or Don't Stop Till You Get Enough with the Michael
Thriller.
Jackson?
Thriller.
The
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Thriller.
Mm-hmm. Orange
you know,
jacket.
You go for 62, that kind of falls under the heading of Don't Stop Till You Get Enough anytime you get north of 50. But if you hit a game winner, then it's Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Yeah.
I like where you're going there. And if you have a bad game, you know it's Man in the Mirror.
And Stoddy's going to tell me to beat it because he don't agree with me.
Well, I just want to, you know, we look at the Warriors this year and we go through their team and Draymond's having a nice year. Wiggins, everybody's been saying Wiggins is taking a half notch to a notch up in terms of his game. Oubre's had a February like nobody else. Okay. I'm just looking at Portland. They're starting Gary Trent Jr., Derek Jones Sr., and Enes Kanter. And, you know, they're 19
senior.
And 14 right now. I don't know if he's a junior or a senior. He might just be a nondescript.
Yeah. Would have been nice if you dropped the third in there on Enes Kanter the third.
That would be nice. And, of course, Robert Covington's a nice player.
Playing good.
But, you know, I look at the, you know, we were talking to Fitz and everybody's looking at these games. Oh, what a brutal stretch right now. And I'm not saying it's not brutal. No reason the Warriors should not go up to Portland tonight and win the game against that team. I just don't want to hear that, oh, boy, this team's overmatched, and now they go to Portland. Yeah, they go to Portland. And Steph Curry, you may say, is the best player on the floor tonight. This is not one that I think the Warriors should look at and think, oh, boy, we got to do everything right to win this game. This game is right there for them. In fact, I'm thinking about, I don't know what Guru's doing at 120 with his lock of the day, but I'm thinking of coming out of retirement and laying some green on the Warriors. Show.
I love it. I love it. Get out of the rocker, put down the Afghan, and let's get you into the water. Get you into that one-piece swimsuit.
Wet,
with the
wet.
Old,
yeah,
with the old the tank top up top and the shorts in the bottom.
You get the one-piece.
Yeah, that is the one piece, Ike Taylor. Up for interview of the year here on Steiny Guru and Dibs. I think leader in the clubhouse right now, just for sheer material. But I like it, Steiny. It's interesting, though, when you look at this matchup, these two teams, if you go back four seasons, they've played 12 times in the regular year. And you'd be surprised to find out that Portland's 7-5 in those 12 games in the regular season. And that goes back to some KD. Yeah, some KD times. And
Okay. All right.
Yeah. You know, you look
4-0 last year, probably, right?
2-1 last year, 1-1 this year, but quietly, Portland, 2-2 the year before, and 1-2 the year before that. So, you know, Portland's done well in this regular season matchup. Now, postseason's a whole other story.
Yes, you're right. But that surprises me, Dibs. I would have thought it was 8-4 Warriors, not 7-5 Blazers. So that's interesting, actually. obviously the postseason, you're right, has been a little bit different of a story. We're loaded today, guys. There's a lot to talk about. Got Tim Roy coming up at 11 o'clock. Talk a little
he
bit
got
about
it!
The yeah. Blazers-Warriors game. I think the topic, one topic today may be officiating in the NBA. Apparently something happened last night that caught the attention of Daryl the Guru Johnson and the majority of Twitter, and we'll also be taking a look down at the rest of the league. Not a good night for the Warriors last night, by the way, even though they didn't play. I'll explain that coming up on the other side. And how about this? I found this out right before the show, and this is somebody I'm fascinated by. It, you know, it doesn't have anything to do with anything. I just found out that in 1972, on this date, Evel Knievel jumped over 15 cars at the Cow Palace.
Wow.
Now, Dibs, any, as a Bay Area, you know, remember that at all? Is it one of those things from when you're 6, 8 years old? I have a recollection of that.
Was that 72, you said, or
yes.
74?
72, yeah, according to Peter Hartlob of the SF.
Yeah, I believe on that day I was recovering from 138 stitches after a tricycle accident where I may or may not have gone off the stairs at the Fairfax house. Sources tell me Hurricane Gale may have been involved in a push that sent me over said stairs. So I don't remember. I have had my own Knievel moment at Cascade Drive in Fairfax.
You are playing Hurricane with Gale. That number though, right? The 138.
I would think so, Goo. Let's find
okay.
out.
Okay.
Dibs. 138.
138. Man. It was a double butterfly. It went in and out. I had the baseball stitch. And this is pre-staples sure. now. You didn't have staples back in the early 70s. You had a needle and you had a thread. I'll show you my scalp sometimes, guys.
Okay.
It's not pretty.
Okay. Well, that kind of reminds me of the
Super
time I was
Dave.
Slurping chocolate.
Totally.
Slurping chocolate milk up on the kitchen table, and my sister rammed my head into the table when I saw half my tooth fly across
the
table.
God.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. Apology I not know. Accepted.
She
not
had to
right
get a
away.
Spanking, huh, Stoddy?
Not right
Mary
away.
Had to give her.
Hey,
she
dude,
had to get a
she
spanking.
Got nothing. You know
oh,
what
she
it was?
She got a whooping in
you
the
know
Johnson household.
You know what happens in our Ooh. Family? Pop says, what are you slurping up chocolate milk like that for on the table? And that's the end of the story, and my sister celebrated again. Hey, we're going to get right into it on the other side. We had Damian Lillard's high school coach was on with the morning roast this morning, and he weighed in on Steph Curry and Damian Lillard, and you are not going to want to miss what he said. It is something that is going to be a topic of the next segment's conversation, and I must say, it is very, very interesting about what would happen if you would have switched those two players. That's what's coming up on the other side on 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right.
Yeah, Goo. The tank top. Let's go.
Oh, you're reacting to the tank top.
I'm reacting to the tunes.
Oh,
Guru. Also, Steiny, I do want to shout out the passerby who just following behind his toddler who tiddly toddles ahead. But his dog's got to stop and pop a squat on our yard. So he's nervous. His toddler, sure. He's not running away, but he's drifting away. The dog goes 1, 2, 3, and I'm looking like, what's this guy going to do? He can't leave that 3-pack. It's a 3-piece on my lawn, but his toddler is getting away. So he quickly goes to the bag, grabs the 3,
wow.
And is able to corral his kid. Sir, I don't know you, but I love you. That was a game effort on a Wednesday, Steiny. So I'm in a good mood now.
I call that a whole week.
I would go out there. I would go out there and check the residue, if there is any. I know I've been in that position a couple times where I get caught, and I actually do the fake reach. I do the fake reach down because I'm in. I'll tell you one thing. I do not like people that don't clean up their dog.
Absolutely.
Their
and
dog.
I
remember
in the case,
70s,
yeah.
Dibs, there was no bag. You just,
of course
this
not.
Comes with it, neighborhood. If he goes on your lawn, he goes on your lawn. Wow.
Then again, Guru, you didn't have 1.7 dogs per person because nowadays, if you don't have a dog, it's like not having a car. And don't get me started on BYOD. because everybody's got to bring your own dog. You bring your dog everywhere, to the cafe, to the restaurant, to the bar, to the salon, to the grocery store. Oh. It wasn't like that when we were kids.
Now, what about a kind of an outdoor setting? Couple establishments around the bay, like a Drake's dealership. It's an outdoor courtyard.
Right.
Is that okay to have dogs?
It depends, because I was next door, actually, at Calavera, having a breakfast burrito recently, socially distant in the outdoor, and there was a couple dogs that start, little dogs start barking and yapping, and for me, it's like if you have a young child who's causing a scene in a restaurant, take the child and go take it elsewhere and console it.
Yeah.
But when it comes, so some of these dog owners, if your dog is under the table, and I don't even know your dog's there, great. But right. If your dog is yapping and begging and panting and crowding, beat it.
Yeah. Hit the pike.
Fire hydrant even.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, it's good to know. Good to know that there are some places that are okay for dogs. It's all about the behavior of the dog.
Absolutely.
You just want
and too often, though, it is reflected by the behavior of the owner. So not only do you have this human being who's a D or another letter you want to choose, but now you've got a pet that acts the same way.
Yeah. Unacceptable. Unacceptable. We're talking about the Portland Trailblazers and the Golden State Warriors. 7 o'clock tip-off tonight, 95-7 the game. JD and Covey pregame, 5:30. And the morning show today had Orlando Watkins on. He was Dame Lillard's high school coach at Oakland High. And take a listen to what Orlando Watkins had to say about Dame and Steph with a little bit of a comparison. Here you go.
5 years ago, one of my friends asked me, wow, the Golden State Warriors were at the height of their run, you know, hey, Steph's the best point guard in the NBA. It's like, no, it's not. Dame's the best point guard in the NBA. Steph's the best two guard in the NBA. Because if you look at it, Draymond initiates the offense. Iguodala initiates the offense. Steph's running off the screens, and I'm not taking that away from him. He's the best two guard in the league. He's a scorer, greatest shooter ever. But Dame's the best point guard in the league. And now that person 2 years ago, came to me and was like, yeah, Dame's the best point guard in the league. Steph has a great team around him, and they've done amazing things. But if you switch Steph and Dame 5 years ago, Golden State still wins all those championships.
There it was. You had to wait for it. But the exclamation point, you put Dame Lillard on the Warriors, they win 3 titles just like Steph Curry. Goo, agree or not?
I'll say this because we've done a million.
Pull a Steinmetz.
I couldn't do that in my sleep if I tried. What I'm saying is there's no loser in this. So what I'm saying is Dame Dollar is so special, and the system that the Warriors had implemented, Dibs, I could see that. It's a compliment. But at the same time, it's not a diss to Stephen Curry because Steph's passing ability, his handle, I think is superior to Dame's. And they're both great. But I could see that. Dame is so high caliber that if you took Steph off and inserted Dame with what they had, you could talk me into winning three chips. And that's not a slight to the chef.
Right. And I'm going to just politely disagree with that notion based on the things that will never show up in the box score. And that's the idea of taking your ego and being able to sublimate it and put it aside. Because when Kevin Durant came, Steph Curry, already a champion, coming off the best regular season in the history of our league, could have easily been somebody, I'm not giving up any of my shots and, not been so ready to fit in with Kevin Durant. I'm not saying Dame Lillard would have acted that way, petulant and unwilling to join KD. I don't know Damian Lillard well enough to know how he would be, but to me, Steiny, the way Steph and Clay, most notably, allowed Kevin Durant to come in and thrive and really flourish. And, Draymond's Draymond, and he had it toned down there for a little while, and then ultimately, it's probably tough to play with Draymond for a long stretch. And I wonder about that as well, because Dame Dalla, he is he's not as aggressive and as vociferous as Draymond, mm-hmm. but he's got some feist. I mean, he's got a lot of town in him, and I don't know how long. I don't know, 5 years of those two together, I don't know if they might, you know, that's a long stretch to play with Draymond.
Yeah, exactly. 888-957-9570 is the number. You agree or not with Orlando Watkins, Damian Lillard's high school coach, that if you switched Lillard and Curry, the Warriors would still have three titles. Still have three titles, and Damian Lillard would have been a part of three. Not surprisingly, this is a tough one for me. But I will say, you know what, though? I'm glad I waited till third to say this, because and I'm glad I listened to what Dib said.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, get it now.
You know, usually if you're part of a show, you want to be in on the joke. You don't want to be the butt of it.
Yeah, I think that this is out of bounds here, because he hasn't even offered up an opinion.
I don't even know what it is. I don't know what the song is. I don't know what you're making fun of.
It's the Humpty Dance. They're making fun of you being
okay.
Yeah, Bay Area represent.
I mean, if you wanna get me off to that kind of start, go ahead and get me off to that kind of start. But we got 3.5 hours, Spadoni, and you know me, I can sabotage a game with the best of them. If you want me to not take any shots today and just let the boys roll without me. No, you know what? I will take a stand on this. I think the Warriors would have 2 out of 3 titles. I don't think they win the first one with Lillard. The next two, look, if Damian Lillard, Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant, Draymond Green, and Bogut, that team's winning a title. It's winning a title. Now, you want to go back to that first team? Lillard and Klay Thompson and Harrison Barnes? I don't know. I don't know about that one. So I think I'm saying the Warriors win 2 titles with Damian Lillard, not 3. Because I don't know if Lillard gets that first one. Remember, that first one, I mean, was that Curry's monster year or just one of his monster years?
Yeah, exactly.
But, I'm going to say Warriors win 2 out of 3, but they don't win that first one, Goo.
Yeah, and also, let's put another rat on the table. It's been one-sided in Dame's career. I mean, forget the I'm back game. Steph has had ownage over Dame from a team perspective, and Steph's gotten off. I mean, if I ask you two, because I think we're not fiddle-faddling around the issue here, what if I asked you two, and I will on this beautiful Wednesday, what Dame does better than Steph Curry as a basketball player? I'll wait.
Attack. Basket would be first and foremost. And as much as the chef has bolstered his recipes this year, still, if you give me either guy down one with a 3 not available and go win the game, he's more physical in the key. He can finish a little bit better at the cup as well. Straight handle, I would break the handle down into a couple different areas, like handle into a shot. From the outside, Steph's probably the best to ever do it.
Right, okay.
Handle and penetrate, I think I would take Damian Lillard on that. If you know, who has the ability to, as you like to say, and, you know, get into the painted area and then distribute. The distribution part, I would prefer Steph, but the ability to dribble to get there, I think Dame's explosive dribble to the hoop is better than Steph's. But Steph's dribble perimeter to a shot, it's the best we've ever seen in our league.
Goo, I'm surprised. Exactly. I mean, I thought, like, just pictured. I mean, and I know you're going to love Lillard can punch on people if he gets in there.
Oh, look, it's Steiny.
Yeah. The highlights.
But Steiny, before you answer, you're right. Have we ever referred to Dame on his best day as transcendent? And it was the last part what Dib said, Steiny. That territory where Steph can get that shot off the dribble and put guys in the blender, that hasn't been fixed. Defenses still don't know what remedy to use to stop that. And now Curry has basically given that to Dame, too, because Dame's perfected it. Let's not forget that. Trae Young, all these guys are doing what Steph implemented first. So to me, when you get referred to as transcendent, and I love Dame. Dame is a Hall of Famer. It is close. I just got to go with Curry, man.
The question's not about transcendence. The question's about, would the Warriors have won? And I don't mean to sound like a jerk there, Goo. Sorry. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm not saying what you're saying is wrong. I'm just saying, would the Warriors have three titles with Damian Lillard? And I'm going to say no. I'm going to say they win two out of three. But here's the thing. I can't hold it against Damian Lillard that he has not played on a team that's been as good as any Warriors team that he's faced. You know, guys, it reminds me of you know, back when I was back in high school, and we play Wilson High School, all right? And they had a point guard, Sam Morella. And to this day, it's like, you know what? I was better than Sam Morella. I just was. But you know what? I couldn't get over on him. Because you know why? They're sitting with Buddy Kemp. They're sitting with Doug Ertz. They're sitting with Pete Schreck. They had a phenomenal.
Doug Ertz, by the way, if you know the name, he's the father of Zach Ertz.
That's correct. That's correct.
Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah, that is.
Those are facts, Guru. Yeah. Spadoni, close your mouth and push some buttons, okay?
You know this, Matt, because you're a good guard and you're a high-level player. Yes.
That's not
where did
what
that come from? Steiny, has he seen your ball?
Who?
Fitz. Bobby Fitz.
I wanted to ask that after the show yesterday. I was like, why did he say that?
He got a full bouquet of flowers from Bobby Fitz.
How about this?
Get it to us. Yeah.
About 16 years ago, he saw me shooting around at the Anatole Hotel in Dallas. And he's also been near me when I've been bragging about my game. So.
You don't kid yourself. Matt Simons is a quality basketball player.
Fitz knows how to play the game with the best of them.
We went from Lillard and Curry back to Pennsylvania High School.
D3. Yeah.
But the father of Zach Ertz, I knew that because Steiny, you know, has been unable to get his kid on our show ever. But you were saying?
So they were just better than us.
Down?
They were better than us year in and year out. And what would happen? Guess what? I'd go 6 for 15 because I tried to do a little too much. And Sam Morella would get his 6 for 9. You know, it's just so I can't hold it against Lillard for not playing on a team as good as the Golden State Warriors. Heck of a player in his own right, obviously. Let's go out to what do we got here? Let's go out to D in DC. What's up, D? D's hey, get D on the list. D in DC.
Guys, how y'all doing? How y'all doing?
Doing great, man. Thanks for calling.
What's up, D?
A question for you before I state what I really want to say. Cool, can you please clarify the statement that you made earlier? Did you say that if you remove Steph from Golden State and put Damian Lillard, Damian is good enough to win three championships? Did you say that?
Yes, I did. And again, it's no slight to Curry, my friend. I just what they had going, Dame wouldn't mess that up. They would still get it done.
I'm sorry, but there's one thing about Steph's game that you guys have failed to recognize. Without Steph, the system that Golden State runs, there is no way any other player could actually do the things that it's able to do with that team. No way. I mean, if you remove Steph from Golden State, even KD could not win with that team.
Thanks a lot, D. Appreciate it. And stay safe in the nation's capital.
What was this greater
it looks
point
like trouble
there,
was supposed Johnny. To be brewing tomorrow. Be careful in there.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Gil.
What was it? Oh, I saw that. What was his greater point there? Because I'm
he
not
was just
knocking.
Saying, he's just saying Lillard wouldn't have had – the Warriors wouldn't have had the success they had – with Lillard, if he were Steph Curry, you know, they wouldn't have won three titles. I think he's saying they, I don't know how many he's saying they win. I'm saying they win two out of three with Lillard.
I'm saying if they don't win the first, then KD doesn't come here. You don't win any because I think, and partly I wonder if the Damian Lillard recruitment trip would have borne fruit the way the Steph Curry et al. Recruitment trip borne fruit, because that was the key to the second two and might have should have been three more titles if not for the injury. So all the what ifs become fascinating when you look at what you said. I agree with Steiny. That first one's the one that's most in jeopardy. And if you don't get that, does KD come here at all? And if he doesn't come here, we all agree that you don't win the second and the third. So it's fascinating.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
And if I really wanted to troll, we're talking about the similarities and differences. I mean, if you want me to troll, Damian Lillard's more clutch, right? Goo?
See, here we go. It's that, yeah, I know where you're going,
I'm
Stoddy.
Just messing
it doesn't
around.
Matter what the numbers say. It's in my eye test. I want to say this real quick because I know I'm taking the show out the track, Jack. But I'm in my office, my version of the office slash room, and I just want to throw stuff at the wall, break a few things, because when this documentary or the 30 for 30 come out about the Warriors, the Steph Curry Warriors in this era, the one thing I cannot fix, Dan Dibley, that bothers me, sometimes it keeps me awake at night.
Don't say it.
And here I go, because I know where you're coming, Stoddy, and I heard you say it. It's not just you. That 2016 team could have gotten back and won the finals had they not got Durant. And what hurts me is I wanted to see, if they didn't, how close they would have got, Stoney. And I believe that team that tricked off that title would have got right back and beat that same Cleveland Cavalier team. But it's out there like, oh, no, they needed Durant. The phone call in the parking lot. That's so fictitious, Bigfoot, to me. That's not what happened, but I hate that we got robbed of that.
What do you mean it's not what happened? The Warriors went out and signed Kevin Durant because Draymond Green, first of all, begged him. And then Durant was like, I just got ousted by these guys. If I go to Golden State, we are a lock.
So you think they were out of gas as being champion, Steiny? No, they were up 3-1.
I believe they would not have won two more titles without Durant. Can I prove it? No, it's just a feeling. It's something that I, like, JD and I talk about this. We're on the same page with it. I could be wrong. I mean, we'll never, like, I wouldn't throw stuff at the wall or beat your head against the wall for stuff like this because we'll never know, Goo. We'll
too much drama for your mama.
And I think when you look at the deterioration of Iguodala and Livingston, if they were asked to do more without Kevin Durant, I think that's where it starts to become more difficult in that spot. Because think about what Kevin Durant did for their bench contributions. They were able to come in and not have to worry about scoring because you had either KD and or Clay in there with you. So Livingston could just do what he did, and Iguodala could run the point while Draymond was out, and it'd be a whole different ballgame if you didn't have KD.
Wow. Yeah. 925 says the Warriors could have drafted Lillard if they no, they actually couldn't have drafted Damian Lillard. Damian Lillard went 6. Harrison Barnes went 7. I will say this, though. I do remember that year, shortly before the draft, talking to Larry Harris, who was the assistant general manager of the Warriors, and I remember him asking me, he's like, what if you think Lillard, it was a hypothetical, what if you think Lillard is the best player in the draft? If he's there at 7, do we take him? And I was like, you know, and I remember Larry Harris said, I would. I absolutely would. And the interesting thing to me is what would have happened if Lillard would have been there at 7? Would the Warriors have taken Lillard with Steph Curry still on the team? That, to me, would have been fascinating. But the one thing I will say is Larry Harris believed that Lillard was going to be really, really good, like as good as
I love Larry Harris. We should look to get him
good
on.
Call.
He's always a fun, really good, fun interview. But I think that they'd be a little bit gun-shy because they finally had gotten out from underneath the Monte and Steph. Monte's holding Steph down. Yeah. They can't play together. So you're going to draft another Monte-esque guard. Yeah. And obviously Lillard's way better. We didn't yet know how much better he would be. But don't you think they'd be a little bit gun-shy, Steiny, after the Monte?
Yeah, and I remember that was actually part of the conversation about it. You know, saying, well, man, we just got rid of, you know, these two small guards. You know, we got rid of one, but he was like, man, Lillard, I'm telling you, he's different than Monte. And, you know, never came to fruition, but all I can tell you is Larry Harris loved him. Now, I don't know. He didn't have final say, but yeah, go ahead.
It's about sports and analytics real quick here. I'm thinking about Mahomes, how Andy Reid drafted him, and a lot of teams passed on him. Why was a talent like Dame Lillard at Weber State? You know, that's telling me, no hate on Weber State, but that's telling me he wasn't good enough to go to Duke or to get recruited by Michigan or North Carolina, and now he comes to the league with this chip on his shoulder. It's the beauty of what we do in sports. You think you know, but you never know. Why did Jerry West only see that in Kobe, you know, back in the day? If the Warriors had saw it, he'd be a Warrior, Dibs. It's special when you never know. And that's what I try to tell my kids, man.
Yeah, well, the Kobe one doesn't really fly because he wouldn't have come to anyone but the Lakers. The fix was in. Not the pick is in. That's at 118.
Right.
The fix was in. I told my Little League story about Oakland, the Oakland Little League, and how the shortstop, the 9-year-old phenom, I'm going to go play travel ball unless I play for X team. It's like, great.
Right.
They went undefeated, and I haven't spoken to either of those coaches ever since, but that's neither here nor there.
Wow.
I don't think the Kobe one applies, but Lillard, at coming out of high school, he wasn't ready. His game, I'm not sure where his academics were or his level of personal maturity, but, you know, it takes all of us. Heck, I didn't really grow up until I was 30 years old, you know, and start to kind of get my act together. So,
I don't even think I have. Yeah.
Okay, Dibs.
Kobe Bryant wouldn't have come to the Warriors at gunpoint.
See,
the bottom.
Wow.
Yeah. It was LA or bust, huh?
Kobe.
In fact, great story on ESPN right now about the private workout Kobe had for the Lakers. And our own Raymond, not our own, but the Warriors' own Raymond Ritter was there. It was
the
fascinating.
Man.
Clearly Spadoni read it because he's looking back at me like, wow, that's great. It was really pretty amazing what was going on back there. But the bottom line is Kobe said that the Nets were going to take Kobe at 8. And Calipari was the coach. And Kobe said, Arn Tellem, his agent, said, look, you draft Kobe, I'm telling you right now, he's going to go play in Italy. And Calipari then was talking to Kobe and said, can we get you to play here? And Kobe was afraid to kind of just say, I want no. He said, you know, coach, I like New Jersey. It's just too close to home. It's just a little too close to home. I don't want to play close to Philly.
Yeah.
And so but apparently right up to that pick, the Lakers did not know if the Nets were just going to say the hell with it, we're taking him. And with a number 8 pick in that draft, the New Jersey Nets took Kerry Kittles. Kerry Kittles, and the rest is history.
Villanova.
Coming off a good run with Nova, Boy, he could shoot it.
Yeah.
Captain mid-range.
All right, coming up next, we have Dan Dibley and his parlay. And you know that's easy money for us all. And also, 888-957-9570. Do you agree with Orlando Watkins, Damian Lillard's high school coach, that had Damian Lillard replace Steph Curry, the Warriors would still have 3 titles if you replaced Damian Lillard with Steph Curry? Yes or no? That's what's coming up on 95.7 The Game, and it's all sponsored by the Department of Healthcare Services.
Time for the Exergen temperature check. It's 57 degrees and partly cloudy in San Carlos.
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Warriors, Portland Trailblazers tonight, 7 o'clock tip-off from Portland. John Dickinson and Ryan Covey have the pregame, and the pregame starts at 5:30. Warriors against the Portland Trailblazers. Portland Trailblazers, and as Dan Dibley used the word perfectly, it's the penultimate game before the All-Star break. And the Warriors play the Portland Trailblazers tonight and the Phoenix Suns tomorrow. Phoenix beat the Lakers. Phoenix is 4th right now in the Western Conference. We'll get into last night in our league and how it affected the Warriors. By the way, Dibs, I saw somebody on the text line doesn't understand why we're hammering this our league. And the backstory is, you know, Guru uses it, and I say, it's not your league, Guru. But now I've fallen in line, and the NBA is our league. That's why we do it.
It's
goofy,
just,
perhaps.
It's vernacular. It's goofy, and it's part of the charm of Guru. It's the same as callers who say, you know, we really need to win tonight. We. It's like, you're not in the organization. And it's kind of plays off of that because it's not really our league. And also, it's an association. More than it is a league.
Speaking of that, we'll have Tim Roy in 10 minutes. Tim Roy, Golden State Warriors radio announcer. Also, by the way, a little news regarding the game tonight, and this kind of came out of nowhere. Kelly Oubre, questionable tonight with a left wrist sprain. So Kelly Oubre, questionable tonight. Boy, there's nothing that disheartens Goo more than a piece of news like that. Seriously.
It's like it just came out of nowhere. I can't remember him on the ground falling. We're thinking about tomorrow. I'm already thinking about tomorrow with Phoenix, and now you're telling me he may not. You got past Draymond. We thought he would be the one that couldn't go. You get the news he's going, and then out of nowhere, Steiny says a wrist sprain, possibly. Let's hope he goes.
All right. Spadoni, did you have time to work on an open for the parlay all the time, or do I got to do it again? Are you just going to hang me up? I meant with the singing. Sometimes I'm not feeling chipper and I don't want to do it, to tell you the truth.
All right, dudes,
you don't even
have
to, Stein.
Oh, good.
No,
good.
It's just the music speaks for itself because.
Let it breathe.
We like to parlay all the time. Parlay all the time and parlay all the time. And when you think about it, there's so much on which to bet, including as we turn our attention back to March Madness, ladies and gentlemen. Great crossfades, Spadone. Nice job, Spadone. Ohio Valley Conference quarterfinal action, and we are all over it with a couple of games today, gentlemen. Belmont, regular season champion, taking on SIUE. No, not the Union. A Southern Illinois University at Edwardsville. They've had a tough year, Steiny. The first meeting, Belmont
got
up by
school.
Southern Illinois University at Edwardsville. It would be the same as like Cal State University, gosh. Dominguez Hills.
Well, let me tell you something. Dominguez Hills is probably seven times bigger than Edwardstown. Go ahead.
Edwardsville probably three times better because the first time they met, Belmont nipped them by 52. The second meeting was a 32-point beatdown. So, yeah, we're giving the 19.5. Belmont minus 19.5 against SIUE. And in the other one, gentlemen, Southeast Missouri State against Morehead State, listed some places as Morehouse. No, it's Morehead State. And it sounds good to me. And also, they've had a terrific year, Steiny. Morehead State, second in the regular year. So we're going to lay the 7.5, Morehead State. So it's Morehead State minus 7.5. Belmont minus 19.5. It's your parlay of the day.
I'm just envisioning myself on that.
Like
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And the question is, what state is Morehead State in? And I'd be like, I gotta quit. I got to take the money and run. No clue. None.
What if I told you it's in the city of Morehead? Does that help?
I mean, the only thing that helps is the Ohio Valley Conference, so it's probably not going to be Arizona. But other than that, my geography is so
clues.
Bad. Well, where is it, Dibs?
The answer is Kentucky, and they won 16 of their last 17, with the only loss being to the aforementioned Belmont. So there you have it. Something to do this afternoon.
I think Kenneth Faried, Morehead State.
Who?
Kenneth Faried.
You're right.
Believe he was a Morehead State legend, yeah.
Yeah, I think you're
That's
right.
A
good
pool.
Call.
Wow,
good
that call. Is a pool.
Kyle's brilliant.
Kyle.
Wow. Yeah, like mine yesterday with the Twins in the World Series. I forgot about that one.
Yeah, we're not here to talk about yesterday's glory.
Nice job, Goo.
Right. Let's go to Antonio. Antonio wants to get in on the Curry-Dame situation. Antonio's been right with me for the last week or two, and I'll bet you he's going to be right with me with my Dame Lillard comparison. What's up, Antonio? Why don't you just reiterate what I've already said?
I mean, me personally, it's always some way to discredit Curry in the media and give Lillard credit. First of all, you know what I'm saying? Like the Pelicans, they got swept by the Blazers got swept by the Pelicans, you know, in 2018, 2019.
Fly, Pelicans!
Like, without Durant, huh?
I'm just doing my Tony Montana from Scarface. Fly, Pelican, fly.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, anyway, Damian Lillard couldn't even win one game versus the Warriors in 2019. Right. Not a game. The words of Allen Iverson, not a game, not a game, not a game. We got swept.
Hey, Antonio, Antonio, I said, come on. You agree with me. I said, you replace Lillard for Curry, and the Warriors would win 2 out of 3. I didn't give them the first one. Come on. That's not a bad take. That's not a hater take. Come on.
Oh, no, you're not being a hater. I'm just saying. But, okay, would Damian Lillard be okay with Durant even being on the team? Because Steph swallowed his ego and his pride. Would Lillard do that? That's the thing. We don't know. And I don't think Lillard has the intangible that Steph has. You know what I'm saying? He's just as talented, but he don't have the intangible. So that's my take on that.
Fair enough, Antonio. Yeah, give me a choice between Curry and Lillard. I'm taking Curry. I mean,
me too.
I'm not going to.
But it's the first chip that we're talking about, Steiny. Could Dame have led that team like Steph did? Anybody with Durant, we know, okay, yeah, you got that. I just don't know, Dibs. I think Steph, again, I'm using transcendent. And don't sleep on Steph as a passer and playmaker. I think he's not getting credit because, what was a couple callers ago talking about, the point guard, I know he has turnovers, but Steph can get others involved.
Gosh. Dude, you might want to see if there's – see if there's open applications at Under Armour for you. I mean, yeah, you are Steph Curry's. You're an advocate of Steph Curry. I respect that. I respect that. Damian Lillard.
That's funny.
Damian Lillard's averaging a career high in assists this year, believe it or not. 8.1 assists per game. By the way, I got what are we doing? I got to take a shot at. All right, I'll just tell it to you this way. You know who got under my skin yesterday? Greg Popovich. Greg Popovich got under my skin yesterday. I'm going to have to tell you why when later in the show. But I'm going to – it's open season on Pop. On Pop. Okay. Got that right, Pop. So I'm going to tell
Pop
you
with
why.
The Pop with the locks. Yeah.
But that's something for later. By the way, Steph Curry in the three-point contest. And Dan Dibley had a great idea. Why isn't LeBron in the dunk contest this year? It's at halftime. Just do it.
He's 40.
He's still able to soar up there. It doesn't mean you got to do a cartwheel into a 360. You could go up there. You could cuff one. You could double clutch one. You could throw up. You could bounce one. Floor, backboard, catch and throw. Just to give something. You're already going to be there. Give something.
He's never done it in his time, though. That's a slap in the face to Jordan, Kobe, all the greats. Dominique, you're so good, Bron. You can't just do one dunk contest, and he's never done it. But he'll do some in the game, though. Ooh, and you're like, why? I want more of this. Zion, I think he's in it, right?
Yeah, I don't think so. In fact, I saw the list of the dunk contest entrants. I think they got 4 college kids, I think, this year doing it. They don't have pros. You see the names of these guys?
Dude, I'm like, who? Toledo. I'm an Al. Who?
Cassius Clay. Cassius Clay's in this dunk contest. What's that guy's name?
This is bad.
Well, the whole weekend is probably not going to be great. Yesterday, after Warriors practice, Curry was asked about the Blazers and facing Dame Lillard. Take a listen to what he said. About facing his rival, Dame Lillard.
We talk about it all the time. Every time this matchup comes up or any other, you know, for me, top point guard, it's always, you know, that talent always brings the best out of you. And we love those type of environments and the opportunity to go back and forth. We obviously don't guard each other that much, but we do. And I think even just like you said, knowing either one of our teams is going to win, we got to play well. So we understand that that's important. It is another game, but it's always a good vibe when you go against somebody that plays at such a high level.
You know what? I can't help focusing on the, you know, we don't guard each other that much. And that's where a part of the NBA has changed drastically. Why the hell don't they match up against each other most of the game? And the answer, obviously, is because teams switch and all that kind of stuff. But
right. I think the Beatles had a song that they wrote talking about trouble on the defensive end. It was called Help.
Oh.
Help. Nice. I need somebody. Help. Not just anybody, because Dame Lillard just went by me. Or if the shoe's on the other foot, I just ran through 17 screens. So if you're Lillard chasing Curry, okay, great. We got to stop. Don't throw me the ball. I'm exhausted and bruised. And if you're Curry guarding Lillard, it's the Beatles song, Help, Steiny.
Yes. How we got Tim Roy? Or not yet. Okay. I thought you were saying we got him. That's all right. Hell, I need some. So we're not talking about a revolution. We're just talking about a little help. All right, let's go to Tim Roy. Tim Roy, you hear him on 95.7 The Game, doing play-by-play, and you can hear him tonight at 7 o'clock, and he's got his pregame show at 6:30. Hey, Tim, what's going on, man? Nice to hear from you.
It's good to talk to you guys, and I think the song that the Warriors always have to remind themselves of is Get Back. They have to get back
nice,
in transition.
Tim. That's excellent right there. That's elite level right there from the elevated one. That was terrific.
Hey, you know, we just played a thing of...